Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, resident harness geek, and harness geeks like us are geeked up about this weekend. It's the final of the Armbrough Flight, the Canadian Breeders' Championship, all going on at Mohawk, and it's an exciting weekend of harness racing ahead. Very proud to have our guest today on Trot Radio, a man who's no stranger to success, who's trained a couple of millionaires in his day, and he's got one of them going in the Armbrough Flight. Bob McIntosh on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio, where Mohawk will be the scene of some exciting action this weekend, Canadian Breeders' Championship Final and the final of the Armbrough Flight. And my next guest, Bob McIntosh, has got pupils entered in each. He joins us on the other end of my line. Welcome to Trot Radio, Bob.
Hi, Norm.
Before we get to the weekend's big events, heartfelt congratulations on your election to the Hall of Fame. How did you get the news, and what did that feel like?
Well, it was very humbling. Yeah, I got a phone call from Kathy Wade, yeah, it's very humbling. It's some great horsemen in there, and it's, something I was young, I just never dreamt of. It seemed like a real long shot, but it was nice.
Nobody would dispute your selection, Bob, so again, congratulations. Let's take a look at the breeders, first of all, and text me.
Right.
Earnings of over $500,000, I mean, it dwarfs the rest of the field, an OSS gold winner. In fact, I had the pleasure of calling him when he was up here at Rito. You don't want to take anything for granted, but you really got to feel good about your chances going in.
Yeah, text me is just a real professional racehorse, he never really throws in a bad race. He always gives you 110%, and he's a pleasure to train, and takes care of himself well, and stays pretty fresh. And
yeah, it doesn't look like he's too hard on himself when he's racing either.
No, Randy. I think you could race the horse with no hand holds. Actually, he just can drive him with two fingers. He's very versatile.
Yeah, well, you've got one of the best in Wables doing the driving. There's a few in the field with lifetime marks similar to Text Me, Don't Get In His Way, Hidden Message, Armbrough Amigo, and Quantum Starship. Which of those do you see as possibly giving you the most trouble?
The first one you mentioned there.
Don't Get In His Way?
Don't Get In His Way has been impressive.
Mm-hmm.
He was closing last week. There's two. It just depends how the trip goes. He's a Text Me is a good horse, but you get a bad trip and they can go against you. So it's for a safe trip and not get abused too much in the early part of it. And
it's all about the trip for sure. Let's move on to the Armbrough Flight Final, and boy, this one's a beauty. You've got one of only three millionaires in the field with Windsong Soprano, finished fifth in the Olympics. Was it your plan just to get around twice and then save it for the final?
Not really. We raced her, and she raced good. Steve said he had to use her pretty good in the middle half, and he was happy enough she raced. She's come back in good shape this year, and
she came out of that race okay.
Yeah, she came out of it real well, and she trained a little bit yesterday, and she trained real sharp. So,
well, good to see, because it did look, if you just look at the numbers, you say, well, that was a flat mile. But then if you take a closer look, you can see that Steve Condren did use this mirror in the middle parts, and you're right,
yeah.
She did go some quick fractions. So,
Yeah, Steve was not disappointed in her. And, they're a quality bunch of mares, and she is just a four-year-old making the transition against the aged mares. But but she's a good sound filly and her mare now, and, she's just a high-quality filly. That's a great gate to her.
Yeah. Buckeye St. Pat, Elusive Desire, the only other millionaires in the field. How do you assess your chances against them?
Buckeye St. Pat, I have the ultimate respect for her. She's just a real warrior. She's got a bit of age and seasoning, and, I would say she's the one that I would hear the most.
Yeah.
They're all a great bunch of mares, but Buckeye St. Pat has been incredible.
And Buckeye St. Pat has faced some very elite company, Enough Talk, Lucky Jim, just to name a couple, John Paul's Legacy.
Yeah.
That's a pretty high-quality neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah, she's been there and done it, she's definitely a class of the field, I would say.
Yeah, what about Elusive Desire?
Oh, she's definitely a good filly, too. We raced, she's a high-quality filly, too.
Yeah, certainly, and Paul McDonnell will be doing the driving. She comes off fourth in the Armbrough Flight of Limb, and she did get parked to the quarter in 27-2. That'll take a lot out of you.
Well, she's proven she's a great filly. She comes from the Wellwood stable there, and Paul always does a great job driving her, so we've got good connections, and she's a good filly.
It's always good to be Paul McDaniel.
Yeah, that's right. He gets to drive the good ones, but there's a reason for that.
That's right. You got to be good to be lucky. Let's put it that way. Is there a sleeper in the field that worries you, Bob?
I don't really tell the truth. I don't know if there's a sleeper in there or not. There's probably, you know, who knows? I mean, it's a horse race and things can happen. But I'm just hoping my filly puts on a good show and shows up. I'm sure she'll show up and make a good account of herself.
Yeah, you got to figure. She's won half her races so far this year, and she's just probably hitting her stride right about now.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of heat. The weather's been really hot, and that's been tough on. And then we have to shift every time from Windsor here, so it's been a little stressful on her. But I think we got her in good shape this week.
Speaking of Windsor, because you are from my general neck of the woods in southern Ontario.
Yeah. Right.
Like you, I watch a lot of races there and at Hazel Park, and I was pretty sickened when I heard about the race fixing scandal, especially one involving a driver that I've always admired. What you must feel the same way.
Oh yeah, it's very disheartening, and it's a blow to the business that we don't need right now.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I don't understand is if you're that successful, if you've won 9,000 races, what are you doing? It's the old "what the hell were you thinking" question.
I have no idea. I have no idea. You know, there's no need for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, the purses are enough now, and the 5% of the purses are enough now that you know, you couldn't possibly make more at the windows.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, one thing about our game, we police ourselves better than most, and we're not afraid to hang our dirty laundry.
We do ours in the front yard, and the thoroughbreds do theirs in the backyard. That's the difference.
Well said, Mr. McIntosh. Look, best of luck this weekend in the Canadian Breeders and the Yarnborough Flight. Congratulations again on your election to the Hall of Fame, and thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Okay, thanks a lot, Norm.